here's a story from The World.
Watching a movie at home these days doesn't come with quite the same potpourri of aromas you'd get from going out to an actual movie theater. You know, popcorn butter, recirculated air, the wrinkly hot dogs in the rotisserie behind the concession stand. A London candle shop wants to bring these aromas back into your life. They've created a new line of candles called Scents of Normality. That's S-C-E-N-T-S. Paul Furman is co-creator of Earl of East Candles. So you've got cinema, as I said, Paul. In case people were missing their artificial butter smells, what are some of your other candle scents and what aromas stand out?
For this collection, we actually worked in partnership with Uncommon, which is a creative agency based in London. And they approached us with the idea to kind of recreate the places people had missed most. So the cinema is obviously, I think, without doubt, one of those for a lot of people. But we've also created the festival. The lead note in that candle is cut grass, but there is kind of hemp and cannabis oil in there. And then we also created the local, you know, the pub is kind of a staple in people in the UK's weekly lives. So, yeah, we recreated that scent too.
I mean, people who are thinking, you know, like sandalwood are sadly mistaken here. Like the pub candle, you've got top notes of spilt beer and the fat off of French fries. So, I mean, you're not just capturing the good, but also the bad. How'd you decide which kind of aromatic notes to include?
It was quite clear. I mean, you can't have a pub without beer or a festival without cannabis or a cinema without popcorn. So it was a really fun project to work on.
You're a candle maker and a business person, but why do you think scent in particular is so tied to people's memories?
Scent and memory are really closely linked because it's the same part of the brain that decode both. So that's why you can be walking down the street and the smell of smoke might instantly remind you of a grandparent or an uncle, or a perfume can literally transport you to a place or time. I think at this time, that whole idea of nostalgia, I don't think anybody could have predicted what would happen. And I think it was those simple things that people really craved. You know, I don't think people necessarily miss the smell of a pub, if they're being honest, but not being able to experience it, there was something quite nice about that. I think what's been interesting is it's one of the ones out of the three scents that people have really responded to after. We've seen a lot of people like posting pictures of them recreating like pub food and lighting it as part of a almost like a ritual of recreating something they've missed during that time. And I think that's really nice.
What are some of the other smells that you miss, Paul, from before lockdown?
In the very early days, kind of March and April, things I was missing were more associated with food. Like the smell of going past like a bakery or a coffee shop, they were the things that I really missed. So yeah, quite foody smells. I'm still at this point really missing the smell of the ocean and definitely kind of craving that a little bit, particularly as some people are starting to travel again. And we've kind of made a conscious decision not to, but seeing it everywhere on social and stuff is kind of making me really crave that at the moment.
Paul Furman, the co-creator behind Earl of East Candles in London, their new line, Scents of Normality, captures the smells of some of the places you may have missed during the lockdown. Paul, thank you so much for your time. Good to speak.
Thank you.